All right, we're live. It's Aaron Agler with Cheesehead TV coming to you live after a very long travel day. Wasn't supposed to be like that, but, you know, O'Hare and LaGuardia always seem to conspire to make life interesting. Hope everyone's having a great Tuesday. Packers had the day off today. They'll be back at it tomorrow, getting ready for the Vikings and the big showdown at US Bank Stadium, which Cameron reminds us. Venue the Packers have never won it. So let's get that taken care of. Speaking of taking care of things, don't leave your hunger on the sidelines. Tackle it the right way at Festival Foods, the grocery and tailgating headquarters of the Green Bay Packers. From their fan-favorite Festy Burgers to the must-have game day wings and the legendary towering T-bone, Festival Foods has everything you need to make your next tailgating party a touchdown. Want more mouth-watering options? Explore all of their game day-worthy food at festfoods.com/tailgating. That's festfoods.com/tailgating. I did some tailgating this past weekend, and let me tell you, it knocked me on my ass the next day. Woo! I am not a young man anymore. That's what I discovered this weekend. I also rediscovered that the Bears still suck, but that's a universal truth that everyone is always aware of course. People came in fast, man. You get that Cheesehead TV notification, you come running, baby. That's why I like you guys. That's why we're devoted Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Salute. Oscar, I'm so proud to be a Packer fan. You should be, especially in a week like this, where you're playing the soulless corporate husk of a team in Minnesota. No question about it. Kenny is bawling. Oscar, you got that right. Kenny Clark coming on strong here. I don't know if you guys read the analysis from Eric and Pete over at the Green Bay Press Gazette, but I thought the corollary with BJ Raji coming on in 2010 in the later part of the year, I thought that was pretty interesting. Something I hadn't thought of, but BJ did ball out late in that season, and Kenny certainly has upped his game here in the last few weeks. So Mac was pretty pedestrian, huh? I don't know if he was pedestrian so much as I think, you know, Bulaga and Bakhtiari, for the most part, played pretty lights out. I mean, those guys are pretty damn good, too. Tyler Swervin Irvin is a sight for sore eyes, Nags. Yeah, I mean, love having a return game. The big one, the 40-plus yarder where he kind of came up into the wash, realized there was a cutback lane, and took it kind of out the back door. I loved that. We haven't seen that in Green Bay in a long time. I've been to every single Packers game at US Bank Stadium, going again Monday. We need a W. I'm tired of losing. Jesse, I feel you, and I think the Packers feel you too. I was at the first one, and if nothing else, even if the Packers never win at US Bank Stadium, which they will eventually, probably Monday night, but even if they never do, you can take solace in the fact that the first player to ever score in that stadium was Jordy Nelson. There you go. A Green Bay Packer will always have the first touchdown at US Bank Stadium. Stafford on IR. David, I saw that a little earlier, so we can cross him off the list. On week 17, the Packers will be facing a backup quarterback to close out the regular season. Packers win, lose chances this week. Daniel, I think they have a really good chance this week against the Vikings. I don't think it's going to be an easy test by any stretch of the imagination. The Vikings are probably a better team than Packers fans want to give them credit for. I do think the Packers can win if they control the football, take care of it, and don't turn it over, and get some explosive plays from Aaron Jones, especially in the passing game. It was interesting to watch the offense kind of go through Devontae on Sunday. I think we need to see much more Aaron Jones, not less Devontae, but less Devontae-centric on offense. Sorry, guys. People texting me, tweeting me. It's crazy. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. Super chat for Jordy. That's what I'm talking about. Saul, thanks for the super chat, buddy. I would like to see Pettine use a four-man front with Gary, Kenny Clark, and the Smith brothers a lot more like they did versus Washington. Yeah, I think some of that's game plan. Some of that's what they feel the matchups warrant. I'm with you. Any scenario that gets Gary on the field more, I am all for. I thought he played a pretty strong game against Chicago. I'd like to see more of him out there. Any new signings today? Nothing that I saw. I checked right before I came on. I may have missed something in transit. I've been in airports and airplanes all day, but yeah, not that I've seen. Grady Jackson or Ryan Pickett? Woo, that's a good question, but I'll take Ryan Pickett. I think Big Grease is the man. Vikings overall team speed probably going to help them win. It could, especially, you know, if they can block things up front. Now, that's where the Packers should have an advantage as far as some of the deep developing stuff that the Vikings like to do. Now, obviously, that all flows off the run game. We'll see if Dalvin Cook is going to be available. I know Zimmer said yesterday that he was trending that way. It looks positive, but you never really know that early in the week. So we'll see what the injury report says tomorrow. Sorry, guys. J.K. Scott had a good game. He had one kind of off punt. But other than that, yeah, I think he did a really good job, especially that one that he hit pretty damn high, had nice hang time, and was caught by his own player at the five-yard line. That was a well-timed punt because they needed to pin Chicago back. Did you hear you got a shout-out on the Around the NFL podcast? Agent Hawk, yes, someone mentioned that the other day, and I haven't heard it yet. I haven't really sought it out, but I like those guys. They're very cool. How's the Vikings O-line? Better than it's been. Much better than it's been. Now, that's a low bar because they've had trouble along the offensive line for a long time. But especially at home, they can play well. I do think Zadarius and Preston will give them issues on obvious passing downs, which they will obviously try to stay out of. But, they can hold up in pass pro, unlike years past. We need more production from the tight end position. Yeah, I think some of that would go along with maybe a few less targets to Davante Adams. You know, you're going to drop back so many times, and how are you going to divvy them up? Right now, they are so heavy on Adams, especially last week. I would like to see some more from Bob Tonya and Big Dog, et cetera. But, you know, there's only there's miles to feed, and there's only so much to go around. You want Devontae and Aaron Jones to get the ball. That's point blank. That's non-negotiable as far as I'm concerned. After that, yes, would you like something more out of the tight end? Yeah, of course. But there's nobody on the tight end group that I want to force the ball to. I hate the Vikings and their stupid horn and stupid fan base. Diego, put it better than I could have right there. Do you think we will see more Gary so the Smiths can get a bit of a breather before the playoffs? Tyler, if they do have more Gary, I don't think that'll be the reason. If they find something that they like matchup-wise, then maybe. But, yeah, I don't see them saving the Smiths' legs at this point. If they were going to do that, they'd have been doing it throughout the year, kind of like what they've been doing with Aaron Jones. But, yeah, those guys are tough to take off the field. Jace looks good running those wheel routes. Yeah, he does. He's been open twice. Rodgers just hasn't looked at him. He's been open twice on these streaming wheel routes the last 2 weeks. One of these times, Rodgers is going to hit him. Excuse me. Is there any concern if Kumerow and Lazard are 2 and 3 wide receivers, there may be rust with QB1? No, they've been running in practice every day since April. That's the whole reason I've been talking about developing the guys you have. These guys run with Rodgers in practice. It's not like they're on the practice squad. No, I don't see any cause for concern there. Jolly was that dude. You got that right. Do you see Zadarius Smith playing more inside this game to fill the running gap? I mean, that's been what they've been doing the last couple weeks. They did a lot of it against Chicago. Now, I think that was in preparation or expectation for the kind of light stuff and three wide receiver stuff that Chicago runs. Against Minnesota, I'm not so sure if we'll see him doing that inside Rover stuff that we've seen the last couple weeks and heavily against the Bears. I think we'll definitely see it. I don't think they'll scrap it. But, you know, if the Vikings want to run that zone scheme, the stretch zone stuff with Dalvin Cook, if he's available, I don't think that's very effective against that look. But you never know. We'll see. I do think you'll see it on passing downs, though. No question about it. Jack, thanks for the super chat. $10 says that the people complaining about our lack of chances in the playoffs are the same folks who said we'd be terrible this year and wouldn't win half our games. Jack, I think the Venn diagram of those two groups is definitely a circle. Correct. Danielle, thank you for the super chat. I feel like LaFleur and Pettin will have a great game plan on Monday. Great play designs and Z Smith and D will force Kirk Cousins into turnovers. Packers 38-17. I mean, Daniel, I'm here for it. I love me some 38-17 pack, but I'm of the mind it'll probably be more along the lines of 31-30. And then you pick who wins. Obviously, we all hope the Packers. But, man, if the Packers go in there and, like, handle business like that against the Vikings, yeah, I'd be all for it. Better hands, BJ or Raji or Lowry? It's got to be Raji, right? He didn't double clutch on his. Plus, he took his to the house. Man, Savage is right there, a lot like Alexander last year. He will make those plays soon. Well, yeah, Alexander's been there this year, too. Can't close the deal. Guys need to start catching it. But yes, it is encouraging that those guys keep being in position to make these game-changing plays. You just got to start closing the deal. How would our pass game look with EQ in lieu of MVS? I don't know. MVS is a very different type of receiver. I mean, they're both tall, obviously, but MVS is insane speed-wise. He's got crazy good off the line. And he's actually pretty fluid. Once he gets going. I don't know. I don't think it'd be, I think you would take away the defense having any idea of having to protect things deep. You'd probably see a lot less two deep shell, which who knows, maybe that would be beneficial for Davante Adams, but I don't think it'd be markedly different. Next, what are the keys to beating the Vikings? Stopping the run game, which the Packers have done a pretty damn good job of these last few weeks. Now, they haven't faced a running team like the Vikings. The Vikings have insane speed on the edge because of Cook. They worked the play action off of that. They got really good receivers to work off that play action. I mean, to me, it all starts with stopping that run game. That's everything they want to do. And then once they get that flowing, they get Cousins on that boot. It's that old Kubiak stuff, you know, and he's taken to it. They're going to have to play really sound fundamental football on defense. On offense, we all know what the issues are. They got to stop shooting themselves in the foot, and that's against any team, not just the Vikings. Stay out of the sticks. Don't turn the ball over. And get Aaron Jones the ball. To me, though, it's pretty simple. Now, you know, they get in the heat of things and things start to get away from them. That's when they get in trouble, especially when they start false starting. In that building, you got to expect at least one or two false starts. So hopefully they can – to me – this was true back in the Metrodome, and it's true at U.S. Bank. The biggest thing you got to do when you go to Minnesota is weather that initial energy surge, and it'll be even more because they're on Monday Night Football. The first 5 minutes of any game in that building are just insane. The noise is incredible. It hurts on third down early in games because the Vikings fans and artificial noise are so loud. It is so loud. It actually, because, you know, when we're there and we were there in the press box, it's open air. So you're hearing everything that the crowd is hearing, and it hurts your head. It's, I can't even begin to imagine how the offense operates in that environment. It's crazy. Rodgers and Bakhtiari are only Pro Bowlers. I swear I saw Preston Smith led the NFC votes at his position. He did, Cameron, but the fan vote is only one third of the formula. Just because you lead the fan vote doesn't mean you're automatically in. That would probably suggest that the rest of the coaches and players did not vote him in. Anthony Barr better watch his back. There you go, baby. Doxum, thank you for the super chat. F the Vikings. Cousins is milquetoast personified. Milquetoast personified is probably the greatest moniker I've ever heard for not only Kirk Cousins, but the Minnesota Vikings. That's pretty good. Crosby and Z Smith alternates. Z'Darrius Smith is an alternate. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. How much do you think we should pay Kenny Clark? All of it. I mean, I don't know. I need to see a breakdown of the other guys at the position. I haven't really looked. That's an off season question. Nags, is it crazy in 2019? I would rather have Lazard and Kumaro than Odell or any other flashy guy people want. Brian, don't get it twisted, man. I would love Odell Beckham Jr. on the Packers. Yeah, he's got stuff going on off the field. He can be a bit of a hothead on it. But man, he is a difference maker. He is a guy who absolutely changes everything on offense. You know, earlier this season, when people were talking about trading for Robbie Anderson or Mohamed Sanu or whatever, like, those guys they're serviceable wide receivers, but they don't change things. They don't change the entire dynamic of the offense. OBJ would do that. And I know they've had issues out in Cleveland. It's not because of him. He is still a blue chip player, a complete difference maker. I would absolutely do a deal this offseason if he were actually on the block, which I'm not so sure is true. I know he has said, come get me, to various teams. There have been reports of him wanting to be in Green Bay, yada, yada. That's all well and good. But I can't imagine that the Browns are just ready to give him away, especially after just trading for him last year. Who cares about the Pro Bowl? Perfectly stated, Stephen. What do you think about Adam's tweet about Odell? Do you think we might have a chance? I mean, I didn't think they were going to go after Mac, and then they went after Mac, and it sounded like they were all ready to get Mac, and Devontae was pretty disappointed that they didn't. I'm sure Devontae would love having OBJ in town because that means he would get everybody's number two corner, and the coverage would roll the other side of the field away from him instead of towards him. So, yeah, I don't doubt for a second he wants that to happen. I don't think it's incredibly realistic, but I don't hate the idea. And who knows? Let's see what happens this offseason. Beer in bottles, cans, or tap, your favorite? It kind of depends on the beer. Depends where I am. Depends on the mood. Salud. Steven, thanks for the super chat. My business partner, Mike, is a diehard Vikings fan. Can you remind Mike of all the reasons why the Vikings suck? Oh, well, didn't I just go over this the other day? I can't do it with the verve and vigor I did the other day. I'm sorry. But, you know, they are soulless. They are plastic. They are corporate. They have a bird-killing stadium that they paid ungodly amounts of money for that, of course, Wilf, this billionaire, built taxpayers to help, you know, oh, you can help the community. Oh, that's such BS. We all know. It's just corporate welfare to get a stadium built. And then, you know, they've never won anything. They had some cute nicknames along the way. They had the Purple People Eaters. But, you know, they're obsessed with former Packers. Brett Favre being chief among them, but there's another long list. And it's just like, there's no history. There's no soul to that franchise. This is nothing. There's a stolen Icelandic soccer chant. If Drew Brees were the QB in Green Bay since 2008, do the Packers win more than one Super Bowl? Who cares? That's such a talk radio hypothetical nonsense question. I don't care. 2008, man, I've loved having Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers as the Packers quarterbacks in all that time. And I loved having Mike McCarthy as the coach up until probably the last 2 years. All this what if stuff, who cares? Drew Brees is with Sean Payton and they're perfect together. I will say Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers never went 7-9 3 years in a row. They won the same amount of Super Bowls as Drew Brees and Sean Payton. I'll take one or two more, guys, and I got a jet. How many Super Bowls do the Vikings have? Oh, that's right, none. Monday night, better chance the game is high scoring or low, over, under total points? Cameron, I think it'll be similar to what we saw in New York, actually. I think it'll be touch and go early. It'll be... I don't think it'll be an explosion of points, but I do think things will loosen up in the second half. I think, you know, first half probably maybe like 14-10 or 17-13 or something along those lines. And then by the end of the game, it's 31-30. I just think these teams will be ready to pull out the stops once they settle in. But you never know. Maybe there's a big interception return for a touchdown or a kick return for a touchdown. You know, those things early in games can sometimes set the tone and then they're off to the races. So you never really know. T. Taylor, thanks for the super chat. Nagler, have you met Jair personally? And if so, what is he like? He seems like a very sharp young man. I have, actually. I've met him in the locker room on several occasions. And he's a funny guy, man. He is sharp. He's smart as hell. He studies his ass off. he knows how to have a good time, though. He has a running joke with the press corps about not knowing anybody's names. Matt Schneiderman, who obviously came on this year with The Athletic, he asked him in the locker room once, he's like, do you know anybody's name who covers the team? And Jair was like, I know Rob, because Rob's on ESPN and he's on television. That's the only reason. And that was it. He didn't know anybody else's name. So every week they kind of, you know, jokingly ask him, like, what's my name? What's his name? What's up? And I think at one point Wilde said, you know, we have a what's called the good guy award at the end of the year for the guy who's most helpful with the press. He's like, oh, yeah, well, maybe that'd be cool to win, I guess. And somebody jokingly said, you know, there's a $10,000 prize. And he's like, oh, well, I got to find out everybody's name and give you guys all this access. It's going to be great. And then he found out that it was a joke. And he's like, no, forget you guys. And that was it. But yes, he's a very cool guy. We haven't had a pick six yet, right? Not this year, Neil. I thought Lowry should have had one, but, you know. Just win, baby. You said that right. Donald. Does there seem to be a lack of intelligence at times on the defensive side? No. Nice shirt, Max. Thanks, man. A lot of season left. A lot of ball game left. All right, guys. I'm going to have to jump. I'm fading here. Sorry. It's been a very long day. But hey, don't leave your hunger on the sidelines. Tackle it the right way at Festival Foods, the grocery and tailgating headquarters of the Green Bay Packers. From their fan favorite Festy Burgers to must-have game day wings and the legendary towering T-bone, Festival Foods has everything you need to make your next tailgating party a touchdown. You want more mouth-watering options? Explore all of their game day worthy food at festfoods.com/tailgating. Thanks a lot, guys. I'll be back tomorrow. Corey and I will be back with Packer Transplants at 5 p.m. Eastern, going over everything that happened at the Bears game, getting ready for the big showdown, the Vikings on Monday night, maybe a surprise or two along the way. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great night. Go Pack Go.